the bottom of Chav Dal and Mabez. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Nechol Yom Vayom, Baskal Yotzeis, every single day, a Baskal would come out of Omeris and say the following, Kol HaOlam Kulo Nizon B'Shul Chanina B'ni, the entire world is being sustained, being provided food with, only because it's the chus of my dear son Chanina. V'Chanina B'ni, Daya B'Kava Charuvim, Me'ev Shabbos L'Ev Shabbos. But he himself, it's enough for him to survive on one kav of charuvim from one week to the next week, from Shabbos to Shabbos. All he needs is a tiny amount. So it's just an interesting thing that the entire world gets tons and tons of food because Chanina, while he himself, all he needs is a small amount. That's what the Baskal would say. This Gemara appears also in Maseches Brachos and Chulun. The Gemara says, Have a regila, Devesa, the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dusa, would used to lemechma metanura komal Shabbos. Every Friday, she would warm up her oven. V'shadi aktarasa, and she'd throw aktarasa in. What's aktarasa? So you look at the bottom Rashi here. Rashi says, davar shemala oshan kikitur hakivsham. Something to create a lot of smoke. Just to create an appearance as if she's cooking a lot. So she put something in to make a lot of smoke, even though she really wasn't cooking anything. Vishim kisufa, because she was embarrassed. What was the embarrassment? Rashi says, top line in Amda Aleph, Vishim kisufa, every single one of her neighbors would be baking challah for Shabbos, and she would have nothing. She would do nothing, so she'd be embarrassed. She also heated up her oven, make a lot of smoke. I'm also cooking, you see?
We read it before.
What?
We read this before. We mentioned it before. The Indian that she opened the oven because she didn't...
No, that's a different story we once saw.
I remember that, so...
Yeah, but this is a story we did not see together before.
Yeah. I remember the same concept that she opened the oven just not to show a friend that something is going on in the house too.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the Magen Avraham brings from this Rashi here that there's an inyan to bake challah Erev Shabbos. The fact that everyone was doing the Chavad Shabbos, you see there's an idea to bake challah Erev Shabbos. So the story goes on.
We read exactly this, don't tell me.
Okay.
Exactly this in one of the Masechtot.
Okay. So Havalei Hacha Shivasa Bishta. So there was a particular neighbor in that area which wanted to cause her grief and embarrassment. So Amra, so she said, Michti, I understand. Yadara de leslay v'lumida. I know you have, this lady has no food. Chanina Bardosa's wife has nothing. My kuli hai, what exactly is this smoke that's coming out of her oven for? It's clearly a joke. Also v'tarfa avave. So she knocked on the door and ikasva, and she embarrassed the wife of Chanina Bardosa. And Nevaila leaned to Rasa and went to the inner room. It's Avi Le Nisa, and the Nase happened. What happened? Chazad Tanur Malicham Achma. She saw that the oven was full, overflowing with bread. Vagna Malilisha. And then the table was full of dough. Dough that was like being kneaded. Amalei Plinsa Planisa. Woman, come over here. I see Masa to come. Charech Lachmacha. Come bring one of those utensils to remove the bread from inside the oven. It's overflowing. Hurry, hurry. Amrullah, so the wife of Rabbi Chanina Bandu says, Afana Lachachi Aili, that's why I came in here in the first place. I wanted to get it myself. I knew that was happening. I was looking for that utensil to remove the bread that was in the oven. Satana Afila Avimar de Nechnasa. And the Brisa says a little bit further, she also went inside to look for that utensil, not because she was trying to play tricks on this woman and say, oh, I knew about it the whole time. Rather, the Brisa says, she knew Nisim happened to her all the time, so she did actually know it was going to happen. Once the neighbor came into the house, she knew for sure that the oven was going to be full of bread, so not to embarrass her. So she was looking for this certain utensil to remove the bread from the oven. So Amri lay dvesa adem mas nisav nisar kulei hai. So the wife of Bechanin Badusa said, until how long will I have to be in such a tsar, in such poverty. So Amrullah, so Rabbi Chanina said to her, my Navid, so what should I do? So Boy Rachmaid Yanisav Lechamidei, so he davened that she should, Karsh Baruch Hu should give her something. And so Boy Rachmaid, he davened. Yatsa came in peace as Yado, and the palm of a hand came out. The Yahuvlei Chad Kara Dipsursa Dahava. So this hand came down and gave a golden leg of a table to her. That was the nace. So Chazah B'Chalma, So she or he, I'm not sure, it seems like she saw in a dream, Asida Tadika Dachli Absurda Dahava, Disaitla Cry. In the future, the Tadikim are going to be eating off a table, a three legged table of golden legs. So, so Vihu, but she Absursa the Tre Kari. So she ate off of two legs. This is what the dream, I guess, that they saw. So nichalacha de mechal achli kliyama absurah de mishalim vana absurah de mechasar. So this is it good? So Rechina asks, is it good that the entire world is eating off a complete table that has three legs, and we only eat off one that has two legs? So I'm relaying. So she says, my navid, what am I supposed to do? That our table is missing one of the legs. So bari achmane de shikna minach. So he davened that they should take this golden leg back from her and put it back into the lasa lavo, that their table also should have three legs. And so Bari Rachmane ushaklu, and they took it back. So Tana gadol haya nes achron yosem arisham. The second nes was greater than the first nes. The first nes was they were given this golden leg, and the second nes to put back the golden leg, that was greater. Why? The gemir demav yavne mishkal ushakli, because there's a certain mesorah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives but never takes back. In fact, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to take back this third leg. Was a greater nace. So the Mefarshim explain what exactly does this three-legged leg refer to. They say it refers to the mission avos, that the world stands on three things: Torah, Avodah, Gemilus, Chasadim. There's a debate in the Mefarshim which leg was given to the this family, Rechanina Badosa and his wife. So the Marsha writes that the one that was given to them was the one of Tefillah. Since Rabbi Chinin Badusa was all about Tefillah, he was given the leg of Tefillah, whatever that means. Others say it's referring to the pillar, the leg of Gemilus Chasadim, because they were so impoverished, they didn't have any money to give tzedakah, they weren't able to be involved in Gemilus Chasadim, so they're given over that leg. So again, these are much deeper than I could understand, but that's a little bit of what was going on here. So then the Gemara says further, Chad Beishimshi, it refers to a Friday evening. Rashi explains why this refers to a Friday evening. Where's that Rashi? Down to the Rashi. Okay, so either one Friday evening. So Chad Levarte Dehavas Atziva. So he saw, the Rechini Mendoza saw that his daughter was very upset. So Amrullah, so he says to his daughter, Biti, Lemai Atziva, so why are you so sad? So Amrullah, so she says to her father, Kli shel chometz nischalif li b'kli shel shemen. I accidentally switched the vinegar, the jug of vinegar, with the jug of wine, and v'dalki b'menu oil Shabbos, and I lit it for Shabbos. I lit the, obviously we usually use oil, and she lit the vinegar one. So Amar Leis, so Rechini Mendoza says, Biti, ma yichwasla, what's the big deal? Misha Amar l'shemen v'yidlok, hu yomar l'chometz v'yidlok, the one who has the ability to make oil light, so too he has the ability, Akash Baruch Hu, in other words, has the ability to have vinegar light. So Tana Dolik V'Holik Koyom. So it turns out the Brisa says it lit the entire day, not only on Friday night, but it went through the entire Shabbos. Kula Ad Shehivia Mimena Or Li Havdala, until she's able to bring real fire from a real source from Moshe Shabbos.
So maybe chometz is the way to go. Maybe chometz is the way to go. Not shemen. Maybe chometz is the source to lit up the candle, and not oil.
No, you try light vinegar, it doesn't work.
Maybe it is.
So this is, again,
maybe they didn't think about it.
So anyway, this is a famous story about the famous response that Kadosh Baruch Hu could make, even though we think things normally work b'teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants.
Try, okay?
Hatzlacha. It's very interesting that Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa's response to others. In the past, remember we had that, who was that story about? He's so upset he didn't want anyone to get any hana from a nes. That his daughter and his son.
So he didn't bless
her. And his son.
Right. So the son said, whoever in make a Kadosh Baruch Hu have the fruit from the tree and pay the palm. He said, you should go back and die. Just like you made a Kadosh Baruch Hu change the, make the fruits grow earlier, you should die earlier. And his son died. And then same thing with his daughter. His daughter was a different story though. But then once he had, he was in the base medrash, and then they said like the oven was full of food, and he said, you cannot get any hana from that. He was very makbid. Who was it again? Okay, I don't remember who it is, but there was another Amora who's very against
Gang.
Yeah. Yossi Bar Avin, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, Yossi Bar Avin, I think it was.
No, he was the guy who left him.
Ah.
Yossi Dominion Cross.
Ah, okay, yes. So he's very makri not to get Hana. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa seemed to not have much of a problem with that. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Havlu Hanach Izi, he had these goats. Amrilei, his neighbor said to Rabbi Chanina, your goats are busy going grazing in our fields and causing us all this damage. So Amar I Kamaf Sadin Nichlina Dovi. If that's the case, if they're causing damage, I would like that some bears come out and eat these goats. I think bears. You might say goats. I think Dovim were bears, but Rashi might say goats. Rashi is the Avim, Besados. Okay. So have either bears wolves rather. Bears or wolves come eat these goats. Vilo, and if that's not the case, and if they're not causing any damage to the fields and you're lying to me, then Kochada Vachada, each one of the goats, Tisi Laorsa Duba Bekarnaya, they should each bring back either bear or a wolf on its horns. Laorsa, that evening, Isa Kochada Vachada Duba Bekarnaya, each goat brought back a dead bear or wolf on its horns. Okay, interesting story. Havli Chahisha Bavasa, there's another neighbor of Rabbi Chanina, the Kabanya Besa. She was building a house, Lamata Kishura, and Asa the Kame, so she came to her neighbor Rabbi Chanina, Amrlei, Venisa Besa, Lokamti Kishura, and they built the house, but I don't have long enough beams. So Amrlei Mashmech, so what's your name? Amrlei Iku, my name's Iku. Amr, so he says Iku Nimte Kishurayach. So your beam should become longer and reach from one wall to the next. So Tana, the Brisa says Igiu Achi Yatu Amalekan Amalekan. It was so long that it hung over an amal on each end of the wall. The Yeshomer, others say Sniffin Asan. So others say that she nailed together different pieces of wood to make it longer. Okay, that seems like not much of an ace. And Tanya, Plimi Omer, Ani Risi, Osa Bais, I saw that very house, Bahayu Korosa, Yotos, Ama Lakan, Ama Kan, it had an Ama hanging over from each side, Bamrilei, and they said to me, Baize, Shekera, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Betilasa. This was the house that the Rabbi Chanina had performed his miracle in order to have it have the proper ceiling, Shekera, that it was covered with a ceiling on top of that. So the Maril asks the question, why did Chanina ben Dosa have to ask what her name was? We know when it comes to tefillas, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he asked for Miriam to be cured from the tzaras, he says, Kel Narfan Allah, please heal Miriam. But he doesn't mention Miriam's name, he just says, please heal her. And in general, when it comes to davening, you don't have to ask for a person's name. You just say, Chola, and that's enough. Even though normally we recite the person's name. So the Maril explains as follows. When it comes to someone who's in front of you, so you don't have to mention the name, the person's there. Only when the person is not in front of you, you not have to mention the name. Well, this lady was in front of him, so why did he have to mention the name? So he said, because it wasn't only for her, it was also for the entire Bnei Bais. They required the house, and those Bnei Bais were not in front of him, so that's why he had to ask her name. So once he had her name, and had the tefillah on her name, Mimela, all the others were with him. But if he didn't mention the name, it wouldn't be Chal on the Bnei Bais. That's what the Maril explains. Okay, the Gemara continues now and says, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa mehechan havulo, Izim. Where did Rabbi Chanina have goats from? Apparently, there's a ma'isa that Rabbi Chanina got these goats. Ani Ahava, wasn't he a big ani? So it didn't make any sense. He was such an ani, didn't have bread, but he had the wherewithal to buy all these goats. So, furthermore, Amru Chachamim ein megadlim behem adaka beretz Yisrael. There's a gzera. Chachamim do not allow. There's an issur to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason being is since goats cause damage to other people's property, so there's going to be an issue of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, violating Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, destroying the land. So Ein Megadlin Behemadaka Be'Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Reb Pinchas, I'll explain it to you as follows. This is the Maisa. Maisa v'aver adam echad al Pesach beisa. Once a person had passed over the house of Rabbi Hanina, v'niach sham tarnagolim, leftover chickens there. He forgot to take them. So matzasan ishto shel Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, and Rabbi Hanina's wife found them. Amrullah, so he says to Hanina says to his wife, al tochli mi beitzasen, mi beitzayim, don't eat from these eggs. So v'hirbu beitzim, and then so they started, the eggs starting being laid, tarnagolim, v'ayimutarnosam, and then they had eggs, and the eggs hatched, turned into little chicks, and the chicks started causing a lot of tsar to them, a lot of noise, and a lot of ruckus in the house. So Machan to Rechinia decided to sell them. Now this is permitted to be done. The Gemara's and Mishnah tells us in Bava Metzia that if a person has a Naveda, and the Naveda is causing a lot of loss to you, you could sell it for another item. So they sold it. The Kana B'demem Izim, so they bought goats, which apparently, I guess, caused less tsar than that of chickens. So Pam Achas, one time, Avar also Adam She'avdu B'menu Hatana Golem. So that person once came back to the house where he left the Tarnagolim. Amar l'chaveru, says to his friend, "Bekan, here at this location, hinachti Tarnagolim shali, I left my chickens, and I forgot them." Shavu Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina heard this. Amar lo, yesh lecha behen, simen, do you have a simen to prove that they were your chickens? Amar lo, hey, I do. Nafsan l'simen, gives him the simen, whatever it was. V'natal es ha'izene, takes the goats instead. Hein, hein, easy, the icy dubi dubi karnayim. These were the very goats that had the bears or wolves on its horns. Okay, so eventually he returned them back to him. That was the mice. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, another story about a different great Tana. Dechika le milsa deftuva. Dechika, he was very poor, really needed something to eat. Avid milsa, so he, avid milsa, a reference to hakasas dam, doing bloodletting. He had to go through some refuah. So v'lo havale mi delimitim, he had nothing to taste. After, it's like after giving blood, they always give you some cookies and juice afterwards, give you a little bit of energy. So he had nothing to eat afterwards. So shakal brad etuma, so he took a piece of garlic, and shadi befuma, threw it into his mouth, and chalash the base of anim, and he fell asleep. Also rabbanon l'shailu bay, they went to see how he was doing, and v'chazu dukam be'achav v'chayach, he was crying, and then he was laughing. Nafik tutsi denura, and then some sparks of fire coming out of his meapuse from his forehead. Ki asar, when he had woken up, amulei my time of kavachas v'chayachas. Why exactly were you laughing? Why were you crying? So amulei dehave Yosef, I was sitting imi Hakadosh Baruch Hu, swimming with the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amulei, others say, and I said to him rather, ad masa yitzar b'hayama. Until how long will I be in pain in this world? All this poverty that I have, it's not very pleasant. How much longer do I have to last? Amrili, so Kadosh Baruch Hu responds back, Elazar b'ni, nichalech d'apche lama mereisha. Is it better in your eyes that I should turn over your world from the beginning? That I should, you want to be reborn and start all over again? So that's based on, the Marsha explains it this way. Marsha didn't, the Pasha Pshad is that should I turn the whole world over for you? Marsha was uncomfortable explaining that the whole world should turn over because of Rabbi Eliezer. So he said that, should I turn over your world, meaning have you be reborn and start a whole new life? So after the Mishali, Bishai did the Mizone, maybe you could be reborn during the time of Parnassa. By this understanding of Marsha, it sounds like there's a concept of Gilgulim. It's a hint towards the concept of Gilgulim here. So Amri Lukamei, so I said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kuli Hai, the Efshar? What's the Shaila here?
Are you willing to change the world for me?
Only I'm an Efshar.
Uh-huh. That I might be born during the time of Parnassa, but I might not be born during the time of Parnassa. So I'm relaxed. I said to him further, if the years I'm living are more than the years I have left, so, or do I have more to live? I wanted to know, did he pass most of his life or not? Amalei, so he says to me, Dechayas, so you already lived out most of your life. So then he started to cry. Say, Amri Lakame, I said to Kadosh Baruch Hu further, Imkain, if that's the case, Lo Baina, I don't want to turn the world over, I don't want to be die and reborn. So Amalei, so he says to me, Bahai Agra, Dharma Lo Baina, with this schai you're going to get for saying you don't want to be reborn, Yahavni Chala Amidasi, I'm going to grant you Olam Haba. Of Tlesa, Narvasa, Dimishcha, Farsim, Dachin. 13 rivers of special oil for you. Obviously, there's something very deep here about 13, Yidgimel Midos Shirachmim, and Kipras V'Diglis, as plentiful as the rivers of Pras and Digla, and Chidakel. Dimanegis Behu, that you'll be able to enjoy bathing and walk through and swimming. So then he became very happy. So I'm Kame, so I said to Kadosh Baruch Hu further, Hi, Basulo. I only get this and nothing more. I want more than this. Amli, so he says to me, Luchavrich, Mayuhavne. So, and to your friend, what will I give your friend? Amli, so I said to him, Vana Migavri Deles Lebina. So he wants, I want a chelik from a friend who has no chelik.
It's a very easy piece.
what's explaining here?
Said, if I'll give everything to you, what I'll give to your friends? What will left to them?
Uh-huh. So, M'chayin Baskutla Bapusai. And then he hit me with his finger on my forehead.
That's a fire.
What? That's a fire that came out, that spark that came out. So, I'm a Lee. So, he says to me, Alaza Bri, Giri Bach Girai. I hit you with an arrow. And that's, so the Chacham should see. Okay, so that was the Maisa. Unclear exactly as to what was, you know, going on. A pretty deep conversation between Rav Lazar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What?
Spoke to the Kadosh Baruch
Hu. Right, nothing big about that, right? Okay, let's go to another Maisa now. As we're continuing through, again, I like the fact that Harry told us this is the Pirkei Chasida. So this is the Perek of Stories of Chasidim. So Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Gazer Tanisa, Rabbi Chama was Gozer the following Tainis. Next line of the Gemara. Oh. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Gazer Tanisa, he was Gozer that people should fast. Velo Asa Mitzvah, but rain still did not come. Amri Le, so he says, they say to Rabbi Chama, V'ha Rabbi Shuban Levi Gazer Tanisa of Asa Mitzvah, you're not so great. Rabbi Shuban Levi had no problem. He was Gozer Tanis and it rained. When you're Gozer Tanis, nothing happens. So this is me, and that's Rishu Belevi. What are you comparing? I'm one person, he's a different person. How could you compare? He's much greater than I am. I don't understand the comparison. So they say back to him, let's have kavana, let's daven together. Maybe we could break our hearts together as a tzibur, together as a unit, as a community, we could have the rain. Bon Rachme, they all davened together. Lo Asimitra still didn't work, no rain came. Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Chama says to the Tzibur, Nichalchu, Shiyavo Matar Bishulenu. So is it acceptable for you? Do you agree upon the fact that rain should come because of us and not the Zechus of the Tzibur? I thought they davened the Tzibur. I'm not sure what this question is.
Meaning, don't count on us, join us too.
I thought they joined together already.
Yeah, but with Kavanah. Don't count, you know. It's the book. With Kavanah too.
Okay, let's see. So, Amri Lei, Hein, yes, we want to be, we want it to work this way. Amar Rakia Rakia Kasai Panayach. So says Rabbi Chama to the sky. You covered your face. Cover your face with clouds so it should rain. Loikse, it didn't work. There was no clouds. Amar Rabbi Chama says, Kama ozin pnei rakia. How brazen is the rakia? They don't listen to me. Finally, ikasi vasimich. And finally, the rain came. So it worked. Levi gazer tanisa. Levi was also going to tanis once. Vasimich, the rain didn't come. Amar lefana ribon shalom alisa v'yashavta b'marom. You go up and you sit in the marom. You don't care about your children. Awesome, Mitra. When you start speaking like chutzpahdik, it seems, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're the right person, so then it works. So that's what he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't care about us, and then it rained. It's like, as a result of this, Levi became he became limp in his leg. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, says, Liom al yitich adam dvarm klapi mala. A person should not speak in such a brazen and disgraceful way to Shemayim. Sherei Adam Gadol Hitiach Dvarm Klapi Mala. Vidlay, and there was an individual, namely that of Levi, Manu Levi, that spoke in such a fashion to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and became, had a limp leg or lost a leg as a result of speaking so disrespectfully to Kadosh Baruch Hu. asks the Gemara, "V'ha garmile, was it this story that caused the Levi to lose his leg? V'ha Levi achvay yikida kamei d'Rabbi? Wasn't the reason because Levi had displayed what exactly kedah? Kedah is a form of bowing down that's mentioned in the Torah. So he performed this in front of Rabbi, and he did it like with his thumbs and leaned down, kind of did a push up and kissed the ground, performing what a kedah was, and that was the result. And because of that, he became limp in the leg. Mara says, "V'ha garmi," both of them really caused this. Both these combined together, these two events, has caused Levi to lose his leg. He overheard the clouds once talking to each other. Nisi v'nismi maya, come, let's bring some rain. Ba'amon v'moav, these two countries. Amar sa Rabbi Chia, who heard this conversation, lefanav, ribono sha'olam, kishinansata tarulam chal Yisrael, chazarta al-kal umos ha'olam. V'lo kiblu, when you went around the world asking each nation if they wanted the Torah, every single nation declined. V'achshvata nosein lehem, matar. And now you're giving them rain after not accepting the Torah? And apparently in Eretz Yisrael there wasn't any rain. So what happened was, Shadu Hacha, Shadu Achduchtayo.
The Kadosh Baruch Hu needs all those talks in order to know those things, what people you know.
You're asking what does Kadosh Baruch Hu?
Meaning you need to say something to Kadosh Baruch Hu in order for him to know that you ask for the nation of the world and you give them water.
Well, then, I'm saying no, then that means you're getting rid of tefillah in general. Why have to make it mention any tefillah? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on, he knows what's needed. No, by us being adding Kedusha from the Mat to the Mala, so we add Kedusha to the Shemaim, and as a result, the Kadosh Baruch Hu responds back to our requests.
So that means without our request, it won't happen. Meaning, so you won't have Rachamim on Isbanim, because we didn't ask.
But that's how the world works. You have to do a little something, a little hishalas, a little kedusha, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. So, anyways, what happened was, so it ended up being Shadu Hacha and Shadu Aduchtayu. So it seems like it rained here in Eretz Yisrael, then it rained in the other places as well. Dar Shabichia bar Luliani Maidechsiv was a pasuk meme when it says Tzadik Katamar Yifrach Keres Balvani Yiske. We say this, of course. Im Nemar Tamar Lama Nemar Keres. If it says that a Tzadik is like a Tamar, like a date, so why compare him to a cedar tree? Vim Nemar Keres. If he's like a cedar tree, is Lama Nemar Tamar. Why we compare him to a Tamar? So Ilu Nemar, Gemara explains as follows. Ilu Nemar Tamar, if it said he was like a date, Lo Nemar Keres doesn't say he was like a cedar tree. So Haisi Omer, I would have said Ma Tamar, just like a date, Ein Gazo Machlif. When you cut down the date tree, it doesn't renew, regrow itself. Af tzadik chas v'sham ein gizo machlif. So too, one would say, suggest perhaps, that if a tzadik dies, he wouldn't get tchias emesim. That's what we would say if he only had the word tamar. The chach nemer erez tells me an erez, because the erez apparently when you cut it down, it regrows itself all the time. So to show the card that tzadikim are eternal. Now ilu nemer, if it said simply erez, that a tzadik is like a cedar tree, lo nemer tamar doesn't say he's like a date. Haisi omer, I would have said, my erez ain't osa peros, it doesn't produce trees. A cedar tree is just for cedar, nothing more than that. But it doesn't create fruit. So a tzadik chas v'sham ain't osa peros, so a tzadik wouldn't have peros. Peros here might mean, Rashi explains, ain't lo schar los, maybe he has no schar. Says, therefore the pasuk says, l'chach nemar tamar, that tamar is the peros. V'nemar erez, it says both them. Ask Gemara, v'chi erez gizo machlif? Is it really true that when you cut down a cedar tree, it doesn't regrow itself? V'hatane, doesn't the Brisa teach us as follows? Halokech ilan mechaveiro lokets. Person purchases a tree from his friend in order to cut it down and to use the branches for something. So magbia minakarka tefach. He should still leave a stump of tefach on the ground. You shouldn't uproot the entire tree. Just leave a tefach of a stump and cut everything above that. Vikotets besadin sikma. When it comes to a sikma tree, which is very old, and you should leave shnei tefachim, leave two tefachim off the ground of a stump. B'psulas sikma, a shikma, a different type of tree. Shlosh tefachim, you leave three tefachim of a stump. B'karim u'gfarim minapakak ulamala, from a parent, like there's a knot in the tree that you leave from that part, and above, you could cut. U'b'dekalim ba'razim, when it comes to date trees and cedar trees. Chofer l'mata u'mashish fish ain't gizel machlof. You have to rip up the entire tree because it doesn't regrow itself. So the other trees we leave over a stump because those could grow again. I sell David my tree in my backyard, I leave over the stump so it's going to regrow. I don't lose the entire thing. But when I sell my cedar tree, I tell him take out the whole tree because once you cut it down, even if you leave a stump, it's never going to regrow. So even remove the stump, remove all the roots. So we see from here that a cedar tree does not regrow itself. We said above the reason why it's tzaddik is compared to its eres, because just like an eres tree, when it gets cut down, it regrows. So too, when a tzaddik after he dies, he's going to come back for tchias mesim. But apparently the way it works is eres tree does not regrow. Enters the Gemara. Hacha here, b'mayaskinim, we're dealing with b'shar minei razim, a different type of species of an eres tree. There are a number of different species of eres trees. K'derabba bar huna, lama rabba bar huna, asara minei razim, and there are 10 species of cedar trees. Shinamra, the pasuk tells us, pasuk Yeshaya, etain b'midbar eres shita v'hadas, and the Gemara continues, the rest of the pasuk is as follows. The pasuk is a reference a few times in Shas. There are 10 types of cedar trees. So some cedar trees get cut down and don't grow back, and others get cut down and do regrow back. So the comparison of a tzaddik to an eres tree is the one that does regrow. We're now record the story. Tanur Rabbanan, Maisa Rebbe Eliezer. Apparently, Rebbe Eliezer ben Hurkanus it was, according to Rashi. The story goes as follows. He had instituted 13 fast days because there was no rain. And still there was no response of rain. So Bachrona, the very last fast, he went to the shul after davening. Amar lehem, Rabbi Elazar says, this is the 13th, this is all we have. Tikantim kvarm latzmichem, go prepare graves for yourselves. Gu kolam bevchia, everyone started crying, they were sad, they were scared. The Yarduk Sham finally, after all the tears, so then it started to rain. The Shub Maisa Rebbe Elazar, another story goes with Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus, Sheyarad Lefnei Akteva, he once went to daven in front of the Tzibor as a Shliach Tzibor of Amra Shim Vabra Brachos, he said 24 Brachos for the fast. Below Nana, and there's still no response of rain. Yard Rebbe Kiva Achra, Rebbe Kiva went next to daven. Amra Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Ha'ata, we only have you, you're the only king. Avinu Malkeinu L'manecha Rachem Eleinu, for you, you should have, all for you, you should have Rachman on us. And finally, Yarduk Shamim. So that's Rebbe Kiva said these two Avinu Malkeinos. We see Avinu Malkeinu is pretty chashuv, and Kadosh Baruch Hu responded with rain. Havimran and Rabbanan, so the Chachamim were speaking among themselves, so Rebbe Kiva must be greater than Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus, because Rebbe Kiva was answered, Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus wasn't answered. Yotze Baskel, Baskel came out and told them the truth, Amaro. Not because Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus. Ella, shezeh mavia midosav ve'eino zeh eino mavia midosav. It's that Rabbi Kiva, since he was so medactic on how to properly respond to people, he was always over midosav. If someone did something bad to him, he wouldn't be makvid to do something in response. So he was for that reason he had more zechus. Not because he was greater. I'm not sure why that doesn't mean he's greater. Person's Mavir Amidosov, I would think, would translate to mean he was greater. But for whatever reason, the Gemara says he wasn't greater, he just had a special midah that helped in answering, asking for Trila when it came to Gishamim. Right, so the Gemara, they ask this question. If we say Rabbi Kiva was Mavir Amidosov, how then could the Gemara say he wasn't greater than Rabbi Eliezer? So, let's see, some answers follows.
Different interpretation of Ma'avir Midotav. How to act about that?
Rabbi Elazar felt, or of course Rabbi Eliezer had, he was perfect in all his midos. He just thought sometimes when you have a person who's so, who's being so attacking to you, it's permitted then to respond to him. Sometimes you're supposed to ignore it, sometimes you're supposed to respond. So they had a little bit of debate. Rabbi Kiva thought you're never supposed to respond to someone who acts in such a manner to you, and Rabbi Elazar thought there are certain times you have to teach them a lesson so you can't respond back in an aggressive way to them. Right. So that was the debate, I guess.
That's the
answer.
שצריך אדם להתנהג במידת הקפדנות ולא להעביר מלדותיו עם העניין נוגע לכבוד התורה. אולם רבי עקיבא היה מתלמידי הלל, והיה סבור כמוהו שצריך להתנהג במידת הענווה, ועל כן היה מעביר מלדותיו. נמצא כי לא באמת, לא היה, כי באמת לא היה רבי עקיבא גדול מרבי אליעזר, אחרי שכל אחד היה מתנהג לפי השיטה שקיבל מרבותיו.
Fine. So then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, and Masa Yegshav in Yordan Vetzibur Poskim Mitainizam. Going back to, I think we're done with the Agata for now. Up until when? When does it rain enough that we could stop, the Tzibur could stop fasting? Gemara says, Kimale Berech HaMachrisha. The amount that the plows go deep into the ground, the furrows, so that amount, if it rained, I guess, that deep. I'm not sure exactly how to measure that amount.
I guess like it's 3,000 feet.
3,000 feet, yeah.
Huh? No, the same weight that we read until when you stop, the rain will go will stop pouring down. So he said that I was on that uphill and it was so high.
Above him, right?
Yeah. Same.
So it says here apparently that this plow goes 3 tefachim deep. I guess if the rain gets 3 tefachim deep into the ground, so that's enough for us to say, okay, it's enough rain, and we don't need to fast anymore. That's according to Divrei Rabbi Meir. Then the Gemara says, Cham Omrim Bicharava Tefach, when it comes to an area that a dry land doesn't get plowed, so if the water enters 1 tefach, that's enough to stop raining. The Beinonis in a ground that's somewhat moist, Tefachim, 2 tefachim deep, and by Vovda, land that gets really worked hard, you need Shlosh Tvachim, has to get 3 tvachim deep. If each field, that's the shir, we find that each different field, so then that's going to be enough for us to stop fasting. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ein lecha tevach milmal shen tom yotzei lekraso Shlosh Tvachim. So there's no tevach from above that the depths come out to meet a 3 tvachim. What's this klal saying? So when it rains from above into the karka 1 tefach down, the water that's below the ground, the tehom, comes up 3 tefachim to meet it. So somehow there's that connection, the water below and the water above, they kind of meet in the middle and help the grain, the ground grow. Okay, mehatanya tefachim, but doesn't the Brisa tell us that the water tehom goes up only 2 tefachim, not 3 tefachim? Lokasha, that's not a problem. Kan be avoda, kan be eino avoda. Depends on the land, whether it's a land that gets worked or not. If it's a land that gets plowed, so then it only goes up 2 tvachim. Why is that? But if it's a land that doesn't get plowed, it goes up 3 tvachim. I would think the opposite. If the land gets worked, so you need more rain, so I imagine the tehom goes up higher, goes up 3 tvachim. May I be misunderstanding something here? I'm not sure exactly the calculations here. Okay. Let's go weiter. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Elazar Kishmanaschim Esamayim Bechag. When they do Nisachamayim, we spoke about this a few times already on Sukkot, along with the carbon tamid, they pour some water libations, along with the wine, along with the Yain Nesach, they also pour Nisachayayin, they also do Nisachamayim. So when the Nisachamayim would be done, Tehom Omer L'Chavero. So their conversation between the Mayim Elyon and the Mayim Tachton would say as follows. Abba Meimecha, bring your water out to the world. Kol Shnei Roim, the voice of two friends, Ani Shomea. Shenemar Tehom El Tehom Korei L'Kol Tzinorecha. So this is the conversation that the Mayim Elyon would have with the Mayim Tachton, that they both say to each other, to bring your water out, to bring the rain out, bring the water from the Tom, bring the water from above, and let's bring water to the world. I'm a Rabbah. Rabbah says, L'didi chazili, I saw Hai Ridya. Ridya was the person, the Malach, who's in charge of the water. So Dami Le'egle, he appeared as a cow, Ufirsa Sivvaseya, and its lips were split. V'kaima bein toma tata l'toma la'ila. And this malach stood between the world of the tachton and the elyon, between the shemaim and the arts. U'toma la'ila amrle. And he said to the above tahom, the above depths, chashur memecha, pour your water out onto the ground. And the toma tata, into the bottom world, amrle. Abba memecha shenemar hanitzanim niravar, to let your water spring forth. So, I'm sure there's a lot of depth between Mayim Elyon and Mayim Tachtonim, the Tahom Elyon, the Tahom Tachton, why one was Lashon of Shvoch, one was a Lashon of Abba, but I'm not equipped to explain. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Tanur Hayu Misanim V'yarduk Sham Kodum Neitzacham. If it started to rain before Neitzachama, so they could stop fasting. But if it only rained after Neitzachama, they started the day fasting, then they have to continue to fast the rest of the day. So says the Brice, the Tanur Rabbanon. Hayim Sanin V'yardu L'hem K'shamim Kodum Neitzachama. If it started raining before Neitzachama, Lo Yeshlimu, they don't have to complete the fast day. La'achar Neitzachama, if it started raining after Neitzachama, meaning after Neitz, they already started fasting, and only after that did it start raining. Yashlimu, they have to complete the rest of the fast day. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Kodum Chatzos. Chatzos is the cutoff. If it started raining before Chatzos, then Lo Yashlimu, they don't have to finish the fast day. However, if it started raining only La'achar Chatzos, afternoon, then the din is Yashlimu, they have to complete the fast day. Rebbe Yossi Omer, no, it's a different shear, different zman. Kodim Teishel is before the ninth hour of the day, Lo Yashlimu, they don't have to fast. But if it started raining La'achar Teishel is after the ninth hour, Yashlimu, why, where is that one? I understand Neitzachama, I understand Chatzot. Neitzachama is about, did we start fasting the day or not? If we didn't start fasting, you don't have to fast. I understand Chatzot, the middle of the noon, because the question is, did I fast most of the day or did I not fast most of the day? That will dictate to me whether I need to fast the remaining of the day. But where in the world does Rabbi Yossi get the idea of 9 hours, that's the ninth hour of the day, why is that the cutoff time, whether I need to fast the remaining part of the day or not? So the Gemara explains, because Shekein Matzinu ba'achav Melch Yisrael. That's how we happened with him. Achav apparently used the ninth hour as a cutoff date. How? Or cutoff time. Shesana b'teish yisraelos ulamala, that he fasted from the ninth hour and on. Shenemar hirisi ki nevchna achav. So we need a little bit of background here as to what's going on here. Okay, this is apparently the Besorah that Eliyahu Navi came to them and said that you should accept upon the fast. And this happened at the ninth hour of the day. So we see after the ninth hour, there's a concept of fasting. So the question is, if they started fasting after the ninth hour, they're still fasting, and the ninth hour passed, and then it started raining, too bad, you have to fast the rest of the day. But they didn't begin the fast, if they didn't go into the ninth hour yet, so that's not considered fast day yet. And that's based on the story of Eliyahu Navi and Achav HaMelech.
Haratzachta v'gam yarashta, that is the story.
Hmm?
That is the story. Haratzachta v'gam yarashta. That you killed the guy and you want to inherit him. You did the vera. That's why you get punishment. That's why he was fasting, and that's why it's considered that.
Can I remember?
I don't remember too. It says it here.
Okay. So then it says Gemara, who doesn't see a gazatani?
Because it's a famous phrase. I never know where it came from. Even.
So now you know.
Yeah. So that's why I come to Dafyomi to chop, you know, one here, one there.
Yeah, little things here and there. Yeah. It's collecting all these different ideas. Yehuda nisia gazatani. So Yehuda always goes to the following tainus. If you argue lemon kshamim and it rained in light of the fast, lachar neitzachama, after neitzachama. Savar lashlaminu, he wanted to, let's finish the rest of the day, because we had the halacha before, that according to one opinion, according to Rabbi Meir, if you begin fasting after Neitz, and only you start raining after Neitz Achama, you're supposed to complete the fast day. So he wanted to say, let's finish the fast day. What happened? So Amar le Rabbi Ami, kodem chatzos v'achar chatzos harninu. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the opinion that says noon is a cutoff. Since it started raining before noon, we don't have to complete the fast day. Now Shmuel hakotam, Gazer Tani, so he made the following Tainis. V'yardu lehem g'shamim, and it started raining. Kodum neitzachama, kisur m'ha'am lomar shivchu shal tziburhu. They thought it was because of the greatness of the tzibur. So Amar lehem, Shmuel Kaplan says to them, em sholachem mashal. I'm going to give you a mashal to explain what's going on here. L'ma davar doma, what's this similar to? Le'evit shemivakish pras mirabo. Eved asks from a piece of bread from his Rebbe, from his master rather. Amar lehem, so the master says to his other servant, Tinulo, give him some food, Val Eshmo Kol, and I won't listen to his voice. So what happened was, Kadosh Baruch Hu just didn't want to hear from you anymore. Just be quiet. I don't want to hear from you guys. Stay quiet. Here's a little gift for you. Here's a little candy. Stay away from it. That's what it's compared to. Pretty harsh.
When you're saying it's nice.
What?
When you're saying it's not nice.
Right. Shiv Shmuel, Akatan Gaza Tanisa. There's another event that Shmuel was Gozer Tainis, and Viardu Lem Kshamim, and yet again it rained. Lachash Getzchem, and this time it was after Shkia, later in the evening. Kisrum Ha'am Lomar Shvacha Shot Tziborhu. They thought maybe this was like, also, in life, the Tzibor, we daven so hard, it was a great Tzichus we had. So Amar Lem Shmuel, Lo Shvach Shot Tzibor, it's not a Shvach Shot Tzibor, Ella. I'll give you another mashal to explain what's going on here. And Eved's asking for a piece of bread from his Rav. So he says to his other servants, wait, just hold off. Let him be in pain a bit and suffer. And then afterwards, let him suffer and then give it to him. So if it was really caused by a great shvach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given it to us right away. With Shmuel HaKatan, shvach shot tzibor hechidamim. Shmuel Katan is not giving the Tzibor any credit. So what is the situation where Shmuel Katan will actually give the Tzibor some credit that it was in their merit that something happened? Says the Gemara, Amar Masha Ruach v'Nashur Zika. If we say Masha Ruach, and then right away there's wind, and Amar Morida Gashem, and we say Morida Gashem, and then right away Asa Mitra, then that's Shrach Shatzibor. Anything less of that is not considered Shrach Shatzibor. That's a Kaj Baruch Hu trying to say, okay, get off my back. Pretty harsh. Then the Gemara quotes, finally finishing off the parak, quotes from the Mishnah that says, "Ma'is of a gazu tainis b'lud." There was once a story that happened in Lud, and before Chatzos, and they went to eat and drink and celebrate Yom Tif, and they said Hal Hagadol when it started to rain. So v'neima halal mikara. So why didn't they say Halal right when they were answered? Why did they go home and eat and drink and celebrate and then say Halal? You would think say Halal first and push off the Suda. Abai v'Rava, Damri Tervaya, both of them are of the opinion, l'fish ain't omrim halal ela al nefesh yisava v'kras mleya. We only say halal when a person's full and satisfied. We find this also like Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, we say halal a few times throughout the night, but the final halal, when we're on the rooftops, even Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim, that's when we say the ultimate halal, we're singing because we're all full. That's the best time to say it. That's also the time when they used to say the shira. In the base of Migdash, Levim would say Shira. It would be when, during the time when they'd be Nisach Hayayin, pouring the wine, that's when they would say the Shira. So Dafka, when you're eating and drinking, that's when a Shira, that's when Hala is supposed to take place. Says the Gemara, Aini, is that really, really true? When you're full is the ideal time to recite Hala? The Vahar of Papa Ikle the Beit Knishta, he once visited a shul. The shul of Avi, I guess was his name, the Avi Gover. That was the individual's name. And Gazer Tainis, Yardu lehem kshamim, chatzos, and it started to rain at chatzos, before chatzos. Vamar halal, they said halal right away, then achar kach achlu v'shasu, and only afterwards did they eat and did they drink. So you see, you're supposed to say halal first. Says the Gemara, shiny b'nei mechuza, different were the people of the city of mechuza, the shchichi v'shichris, because they were so drunk. So there was a concern, if they ate and drank so much, they wouldn't have the ability to daven afterwards. So for them, there goes their first daven, and then eat and drink afterwards. Hajin alach, seder, tainios, elu.
Go ahead. It was something.